Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, the Zone. Magnificent Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTL Radio, the Zone. My goodness. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Chris Jasper. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And remember, family, be sure to purchase Chris Jasper's new hit single, The Love That You Give, from his upcoming album, his 15th solo album, Dance With You, hey, available this summer. But as we transcend to another gifted singer, songwriter, my goodness, Sia Amoon, Lord have mercy, the follow-up from her 2017 EP, The Blue Dream Project, with her new hit single, Single as F, or in other words, Single as Fuck, Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTL Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the Zone the incredibly talented Sia Amoon. Princess, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on a wonderful new single.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all ours. And I must ask you, you know, I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics, and I must say you shoot straight from the hip with this particular single. I wanted to ask you, I know a lot of the listeners would like to know too, is this coming from your own personal experience as far as the dating scene or just being a very single woman?
It's definitely a true story.
Okay.
And it's just basically kind of where I'm at in my life right now. I was in a long-term relationship, and after the relationship ended, I just kind of like buried myself in work. I was touring and I was really, really, really busy. So I never got to really experience, or it never hit me that I was like single, you know? So once I kind of like took a break and kind of settled down a little and got back to real life, I was just kind of like, wow, I'm single as fuck. Like, I can do all of these dope things. I don't have to respond to anybody, but I kind of like being in a relationship, you know? So I just kind of wrote the record from that place.
You know, I find it interesting because all of us at one time or another have experienced that as far as being single.
Exactly.
And having more time.
Yeah,
having more time to gain that kind of introspective as far as where I'm at in my life. I know being a songwriter, everyone can do it, because everyone could do it, we definitely get paid for doing it. For you, have a very unique ability to be able to connect with other artists. And I know that's something that comes from your father.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, your father, incredibly gifted songwriter. And I wanted to find out from you, as far as growing up and being nurtured by him, what did he instill in you as far as not just on the writing aspect, being able to connect to another artist and trying to pull something out from another artist, but just the business aspect of the industry?
Well, business was a major part of my dad's experience and his journey. He started out as an artist as well, and very young, fresh out of high school, Troop signed their deal. So He didn't really get to learn the business side of it until kind of later on after a lot of stuff went down. So when it came to me, his main focus was making sure that I was aware of what I was getting myself into. You know, he's like, I know you want to be an artist. I know that, you know, you want to sing, but you should really start songwriting and really learn the business. Like, his whole foundation with his introduction to me in music was about the business and making sure that I wasn't blindly getting into something or just, you know, following this passion that I had and just sticking to the singing, because it is so much more to it than being an artist and recording songs, you know.
Without question. You know, me and Steven, we're both 21, so we can talk about it.
Right.
We're both 21, so, I mean, things have changed dramatically. I mean, with the implement of social media, the wear and tear as far as traveling from city to city, that's non-existent anymore. You can promote and sell your music via the internet. And I wanted to ask you, how has that helped you as an artist to being able to use the internet as a progressive tool to be able to reach people, not just here in the States, but outside of the United States?
Right. It's actually just made my career what it is today. I can't say that it would, you know, that I would have been able to reach the amount of people that I've reached without it. I started my following on SoundCloud and Instagram and Facebook. And it just really, like, the internet, the industry turning into an internet-based industry changed everything for a lot of independent artists, because you no longer have to worry about being sought after in a nightclub or just hoping that somebody, you know, comes across your tape or responds to your email. It's like, you know what, I can create music and put it out, and whoever likes it, likes it. They'll follow it. I can send it to who I want, and it just made a world of a difference. It made it possible for me, for sure, and a lot of other artists.
You know, I've had this conversation with different colleagues and different artists. Me personally, I think it's wonderful to be an independent artist. And the reason why I say that, because I'm looking at it from a monetary standpoint, because you're
right.
In charge of every aspect of your career, and you're not
right.
Allowing yourself to being used as a puppet or allowing the label to try to turn you into something that you're not. And I wanted to ask you, from what I've gathered and what I've seen so far, you're a very outspoken young woman. You mean what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You say what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You have a clear direction on what you want to do as far as your career is concerned. At the end of the day,
there we go. I apologize, family. We had some major technical difficulties here in the studio with this crazy weather here in Houston, Texas, but we are back on live streaming. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the very talented Sia Amun. And let's get back on the lines. Prince, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. There we go. So, oh, my God. Don't you mind?
We're
back.
No,
we're where we
back.
Left off, I was asking you, what does respect mean to you as an artist?
Respect, let me see. Respect kind of means a lot, I guess. It does and it doesn't. It did for me for a while. It was a main focus. Just wanting to be respected for my own artist and myself and not as my dad's daughter. Growing up, I kind of ran from it, you know, a lot. And even to this day, like, I just barely started really going in and letting people know that I was Steve Russell's daughter from Troop and this Grammy Award-winning producer and songwriter. I never wanted to be in the room because of just that. You know, I know a lot of celebrities. I have a lot of celebrity kid friends, and I wanted to always be respected because I was actually talented, and people, in fact, did like me, and they liked my music, and they liked what I was doing, you know? So it meant a lot for me growing up. And as I just developed into an artist, and the more of a spiritual journey that I got on, the less that I necessarily cared about that from people. It became more about just really doing what I love, whether people cared, acknowledged it or not, you know?
It sounds like a lot of self-acceptance, because a lot of times, you know, we don't choose our parents. So at the end of the day, it's, yeah, like you said, just being comfortable with yourself. Exactly. The industry has changed so dramatically where monetarily it actually pays to be an exceptional producer or exceptional songwriter. And my love, from what I've seen so far, and you've only scratched the surface, you're an exceptional songwriter. And I wanted to find out, when you're writing for other artists, how are you able to connect with them on that level where you're able to bring something out of them that they didn't even realize that they have, as far as being able to convey through their music?
It's honestly just being able to step outside of yourself for that moment and put yourself in the other person's shoes and write from a perspective that's not just your own. And if this was me going through that, how would I say this? You know, how would this make me feel if this was the message that I personally wanted to get across? And that's just kind of where it starts. You know, every time I worked with an artist, I always got to spend a little time before the session started, whether it was going out to eat, getting some lunch, or just like spending a few hours when we first get in the session, just talking and figuring out who they are. You know, I never jump right into the music and just get right started on songs and the writing part. It's more about connecting with the artist that I'm writing for and really being able to put myself in their place.
I find that rather apropos as far as being able, as you say, connect. This industry can have a lot of hangers-on, people that are just with you because they see that they can get something from you. How have you managed to surround yourself with people who really care about you as a person, not just as the artist? Because I know you have to have a very strong team, especially when you're involved in this industry.
Honestly, I have to say, just keeping myself connected to my family. The past year and a half has been a very eye-opening and growing year for me, just with relationships and the people that I have around me, and letting go of the need, whatever neediness that there is, that I feel like I have to have outside people around me, and just learning that people aren't who they say they are. Like, I really got to experience that a lot this last year in 2016. So once I kind of went back to home base and realized that my family are the people who have supported me from day one, I'm talking about from being the staff at my events, running the door, helping me sell tickets, passing out CDs, you know, investing their own money. That's kind of, that's where all the trust and how I've managed to kind of just stay in my own lane, I guess, you know.
Right.
My family definitely keeps me grounded, no question.
Oh, yeah. It's very easy to become humble real quick. In this industry. Very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, when you know, when you're surrounded by a bunch of yes people saying you're the greatest thing since Tide, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, they're not
or
really
not
feeling.
By enough.
Oh yeah, they're not really feeling me.
You could be around people who love and hate you at the same time.
That love
you for who you are, but you know, there's an envy or wanting to outshine or want, you know, it's a weird thing. It's hard to explain, but it's very weird. I remember being around people who I perceived to be very close, or the relationship on my side was really close. And then it's like, people really don't want to see you succeed, you know? So it goes both ways.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because it's the people that, you know, I mean, these are people that you've known from ground zero, and it's like as long as we're at that same level, everything is cool. But then, as soon as I start to ascend, then it becomes a problem.
Exactly.
You know,
now you're trying to be better than everybody, and now you're acting different, and now you're changing. and then it becomes a, you know, your mind starts playing tricks on you, and it's just like, wait, what? How did this happen? You know? I keep my circle really tight. I don't care about being a part of outside cliques or getting the attention of people and trying to fit in places. I kind of just literally do my own thing. I roll with my family, and that's just what it is, you know?
You have to. Now, being a songwriter, what comes first with you as far as the conception of writing a song? Is it melody first? Is it chord? Or is just something just, it happens organically and it just hits you at all at once?
You know, my writing style and process has changed a lot. The last time that I really focused on writing for, like, other artists was when I did the Mary J. Blige album. I haven't, since that session, those sessions that I had with Mary, I've made a conscious effort to just focus on me as an artist and really dive into my own process and what I like outside of the norm, where we play the tracks. And then we sing melodies, and then we come up with a concept, and now, you know, or we come up with a concept and then go from there. My process isn't like that anymore. Like now, if I'm producing it, I'll just play some, you know, some chords or come up with a guitar loop or something that moves me at the time, and then just mumble whatever comes to me. Or sometimes I'll have a whole verse that'll just come to the top of my head. I'll be driving in the car, and I'll hear some lyrics, and then go home and record just the a cappella, you know, or record a voice memo in my phone. A lot of the times I'll go through some, I love guitar. A lot of my records start with just simple guitar. So I'll play and listen to a lot of guitar loops or just a lot of guitar chords and just write to whatever moves me and however I'm feeling at the time, whatever I want to talk about or really get out off my chest. It's like, writing to me has become my diary. You know, I've kept a diary my whole life, and now it's just me putting it into song.
You know, I've had an opportunity to listen to the EP, the Blue Dream Project, and I'm going to tell you something. Flowers is a great song, especially lyrically, is great, but one of my favorite songs, actually my favorite song on that EP is Private Reserve. You did.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. You did an exceptional job. Because I've sat up and I've listened to it over. I said, man, I said, I'm loving the melody and I'm loving the lyrics. When you first initially started working on that EP, did you already have a thought process as far as the sound that you wanted, and especially your vocals? Because I'm looking at your vocals then and where you are now, your vocals have improved greatly from that into where you are now. So what was the thought process working on the EP?
At that time, I had been going through a change. My grandmother, who raised me and got me into music, basically passed away. And I had started researching marijuana and really getting into it. And growing up, I was always the girl that was like, I would never smoke like that. What, you know, I really judged it. And once I found out that my grandmother had cancer and that it played a major part in the healing process of rebuilding cells and, you know, just battling cancer cells in general, I just really was like, you know what, my first project, I want to be about marijuana. Like this new journey has completely transformed my train of thought, the way that I operate in life. And so once I decided that, I was like, okay, I'm going to do a whole project about marijuana, from the concept, from the title to the lyrics, double entendre. It's really, I want people to get to experience the feeling that I get from it, from both sides, you know? So you have the record, like, Take It Easy, which is not necessarily a marijuana song, but the point of just relaxing your mind and not caring and taking a break from the outside world. Like, that's what marijuana did for me, you know? Like, it just changed everything. So, you know, from what we start with Take It Easy, we go into Flowers, which is a record about how I feel about the delivery man of these flowers,
right?
to Blue Dream, you know, the private reserve. Private reserve, a lot of people that aren't into marijuana don't know, but private reserve is like the top strain. It's like the best quality marijuana. When you go to the dispensaries, you want the private reserve. It's the exclusive. So we go there, and then we go into Ashtray and Bay and live a little. So that was really the whole concept of the album. And I definitely took the approach, like, I wrote down a list of all of these song titles. Like, I want a song called Flowers. I want a song about private reserve. Like, everything that I could think of pertaining to marijuana and just stuff that I thought was cool that people could relate to and that really moved me was what, you know, was the whole inspiration behind that EP.
You know, what's interesting for me is that I never thought I would ever see marijuana be such a booming business. I mean, it is a business.
Right?
It is a booming business. I mean, you have artists out there that have run their own marijuana business and making
a multi-billion dollar industry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I never thought one day I would be sitting in front of the TV looking at Fridays, watching Chris Tucker say, you know, weed is good. God put it here for all of us. And all of a sudden now, it's a
$1 billion. Times are definitely changing. That's for sure. And it's a wonderful time.
Man, oh man. Well, you know what? Let's bless the audience out there with Flowers, of course, from the 2017 EP, The Blue Dream Project, here in the zone. That was LOTL Radio.
Love.
Sia, a Moon, 2017 EP, The Blue Dream Project with Flowers. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the EP is available as we speak. So let your fingers do the walking, head over to iTunes, Google Play, and also for those who live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Sia's official website. That's at www.siaamoon.com. Also on Facebook, long live, Lord have mercy, long live Sia Moon. And also on Instagram and Twitter with the same handle, Sia Moon. My queen, my goodness, you know what? You've blessed us with a slice of cheesecake, as I like to say, with the new single. What can we expect, or when can we expect a full course meal? I'm talking like some Popeyes, some Louisiana fried chicken, full course meal. When can we expect an EP or an album from you?
You know, I don't want to give a date and lie and say, like, it's going to be available by summer and then put all this pressure on myself. I always do that. I'm honestly at a point in my life where I'm just following my source and letting God move. And when I feel like it's time to release something else, I'm going to drop something else. I'm really focused on touring right now.
Okay.
I am working on a new project, though, so I don't want to, like, kill the excitement of a new project coming. It's definitely coming, and it will be out this year. I just don't have a date or a time to say. My goal is to have an EP out by summer, end of summer. That's what we're working for right now. So, you know, God willing, everything goes as planned. It will definitely be out by summer for sure, June, July, August. Around that time, but you can definitely expect to see me more often live. I am definitely doing some big things this year. I booked my first tour, 37 dates, starting May 31st, so I'm really, really, really excited about that. So make sure that, you know, you guys tune into my website and subscribe for those dates. I'm going to be releasing those really soon, and yeah, that's just the focus right now.
Well, hopefully you will make your way down here to Houston. We would love for you to come here and perform in the studio.
Oh, definitely. Houston's definitely on the set of the list of dates. So
okay.
I'll make sure to have my people reach out to you guys and let, you know, try to set something up while we're out there.
Oh, that's wonderful. We would really appreciate
yeah.
it. Now, remember, when the new music is ready, when the EP and album is ready, even if it's somewhat soft like Grandma's Cookies, Lord have mercy, send it over
okay,
here to the teddy
okay.
bear, and we will definitely debut it here first. Now, I must ask, your grandmother, it's obvious to me that she played a very integral part in your life, and I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things that you remember as far as some of the things that she left with you, as far as conversations that you still remember this day and you've taken it along with you in your adult life and also as far as your career is concerned?
My grandma raised me, so pretty much everything that I know in the way that I operate in life, the way that I think, the way that I view myself, all stemmed from what was instilled in me by that lady. I mean, it's so much, like, I can't even tell you one specific thing that she told me because I live my daily life off of those lessons and just seeing the type of journey that I've had by listening and taking heed to the guidance. But the last conversation that we had the day before she passed away was about me trusting myself and trusting who I, you know, trusting the woman that I've grown into and my decisions and not being afraid to follow my own, you know, my own steps at this point in my life. You know, she's like, I'm not going to always be here, so you can't call me every time something is wrong or when you need to make a decision or, you know, I literally would call her for every little thing. Like, Grandma, something happened to my car. Grandma, I like this boy. Grandma, I had a meeting yesterday. Oh, what do you think about this lyric or this melody? I mean, my everyday life was on the phone with her. And I never made a move without getting her input or just what she thought about, you know, the situation. So That's been my whole, since she passed, my lessons and experiences have all been based on just really trusting myself and, you know, having confidence and just knowing that you are who you are. I am who I am, and I wouldn't want to be anybody else in this world, and it's an exciting journey, you know.
Well, it's all about the journey, my queen, definitely. Well, let's get into it. The new hit single. No, we're not going to be politically correct and say single AF. No. We can't do that. No. It's single as fuck. Yes, Lord. From the incredibly talented Sia Amoon here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I'm single as fuck. I need an understanding. I'm trying to get my love together. It always starts off cool, but I can never take them serious. Don't wanna cuddle up with these niggas, cause they ain't worth enough. They're just a bullshit accessory. I'm trying to find someone who ain't trying to look better than me, but better's me. Ain't 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of me. All in the goddamn mirror trying to compare to me now. So sick of inconsistencies. If you're out there listening, 5'10", brown skin, surrounded, soft heart, strong head. Touch me where you are. A good man, my man, Superman. Come and save me, baby. Until then, I'm single as fuck. Make it better with somebody there. Stargazing through the moon roof. Blue dream clouds everywhere. So I wanna build up my self-esteem, yeah. Cause I be overthinking everything, yeah. I'm trying to find someone who ain't trying to look better than me, but better's me. Ain't 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of me. All in the goddamn mirror trying to compare to me now. So sick of inconsistencies. If you're out there listening, 5'10". Brown skin, surrounded, soft heart, strong head. Touch me where you are. A good man, my man, Superman. Come and save me, baby, until then.
Sia Amoon, single as fuck, here in the zone of LODO Radio. Remember, family, let your fingers do the walking. You can purchase the new single as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And also, for those who like, again, like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. This is your second home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. Much continued success.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm looking forward to you coming down here to Houston. You have our utmost support, okay?
Okay. I look forward to it. It's going to be a good time when I make it down there.
Yes, Lord. So it is written. So it shall be done.
Amen.
Stay sweet. Yes, Lord. Stay sweet, my love, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. The very talented Sia Moon here in the zone of LDO Radio. Remember, family, be sure to purchase her 2017 EP, The Blue Dream Project. My goodness. See, we're back. We got everything rolling smooth, like Linus's blanket all covered. Now, man, we got a little technical difficulties, but it's okay. We got everything taken care of. Hope everyone had a fantabulous weekend as we start the goodness hump day tomorrow. April is moving right along. But in the meantime, while I got you here, let's get into some classics. Simply Red with Holding Back the Years. You're in the zone of LODO Radio.
Thank you. bag is way long. Hey, waitress, I got a new nigga. Yeah, that my new nigga.
I was fuck you for the last time. Hold on to my hips, I'ma go slow. I'ma make love to you like it's still yours. I'm thinking about that new nigga though. So all that little nasty shit that you taught me. Thank you, he gon' love it. Try play me for a motherfucking bump it. Before that, don't you know I keep it pumping? With no hands, I'ma make it go quick, quick. No gag, I'ma make it go quick, quick. No gas, you gon' really miss that shit. But he gon' really love that shit. Bitch,
I got a new nigga. I got a new nigga. Do me way better. And he way better. Pockets way longer. Head way trimmer. I got a new nigga. Yeah, that my new nigga.
These niggas is in love. Cause these old niggas fucking up. I give all I had, now I had enough. Oh, I know what you thought. You thought I was coming right back. Cause I love you when the dick is kinda decent. Nigga, please, only came through for a few things. You could keep all the rest, I don't need it. My new nigga give me gifts for no reason. New whip, new trips on the weekend. I probably never love no nigga like I love your ass. But I'm still fucking leaving. New nigga.
To the point we don't know who the fuck to blame.
Still fucking leaving.
To the point we really want insane.
I said I'm still fucking leaving.
To the point you love me and I love you too. To the point, ain't nothing further we can do. To the point that I know your ass gotta go. But I'm to the point that I ain't finna stop you.
I ain't gonna stop you this time.
To the point, it's really time to say goodbye. To the point, I'm okay with that, I'll tell you why. I got a new nigga. I got a new nigga. I got a new nigga. Do me way better. And he way better. Pockets way long. Head way trimmer. I got a new nigga. Yeah, that my new nigga. I got a new nigga. I got a new nigga. Do me way better. And he way better. Pockets way long. Head way trimmer. I got a new nigga.
A very talented Sonya Elise. The single NGA here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you once again to the very talented Sia. I'm Moon. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her EP, of course, 2017 EP, The Blue Dream Project, also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon, and a new hit single. Single as fuck, Lord have mercy, also available, my goodness. And to get all the upcoming tour dates, stop by Sia's official website at www.siamoon.com. But hey, we got some better things moving forward, moving on, man. It's nothing like bringing substance back to the airwaves. And speaking of substance, want to join the Teddy Bear this coming Thursday, April the 12th, we'll be back all live again. Yes, Lord, with the incredibly talented Kima. Yeah, formerly of Bad Boys Total. She'll be on the show as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, Love Me Back Again. That's this Thursday, April the 12th. That's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Looking forward to having a very talented young lady on the show. And for those who missed the broadcast, it's okay. We got you covered. Yes, we do. You can kiss on Google Play at the Google Play Music Stores at Google Play Music at LOTL The Zone. Also on TuneIn. I said tune in at LOTL, The Zone. And we're also on Podbean. That's LOTL, The Zone, .podbean.com. We got you covered from every angle. It's been a wonderful ride. And also, yeah, oh my God. You know, you're away for a little bit, just a little bit. And you kind of lose a little perspective, but it's okay. We're getting back in the swing of things. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at Twitter at LOTO Radio, also on Instagram at Instagram.com/ LOTL Radio, The Zone, and also on Facebook. Yeah, follow us on Facebook. That's at Facebook.com/ LOTL, The Zone. It's been real. I want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there. See what happens when you don't have a cup of coffee. You've been trying to kick it, and Lord, it worked. It's been 3 weeks. No coffee. My goodness, but that's okay. We got something else to substitute for it. It's called water and hot chocolate. The teddy bear, I definitely have to have something sweet. But before we close, and I wanted to leave you with just a little gem, a little chocolate gem. Yeah, I got to do that before we close out. Success comes from not what you do when everyone is watching, but what you do when no one is watching. Let that sink in. Think about it for a second. The harder you work, the more you grind, the more success you achieve. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Again, I want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there for tuning in. Again, be sure to join us this Thursday as we welcome Kima on the show to debut her new hit single, Love Me Back. In the meantime, let's leave you with another incredibly gifted artist, my girl, Nikki Greer, with her new hit single, Go Slow, here in The Zone of LOTO.
Just those who wait, and you patiently wait.